ever feel like running your business is a bit like trying to cook dinner in a messy kitchen? You want to create something amazing, but first you have to wash the dishes, find the lost ingredients, and prep things that should already be ready. If you're a small business owner drowning in day-to-day chaos, this episode is for you. I am sharing why workflow optimization matters and 5 practical tips to simplify your processes so you can finally stop spinning your wheels and start leading your business with calm confidence. Stick around. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're listening today, you probably know what it feels like to be stuck in the chaos of running your business. Maybe you're juggling a million tasks, your team isn't quite clicking, and it feels like you spend all day putting out fires instead of steering your ship. If this sounds familiar, then I want you to know you're in exactly the right place. Today, I want to dive in a little bit to workflow optimization. What it really means for small business owners like us. Why it's the key to getting out of the weeds. And the 5 steps you can take to streamline your workflows and take back your time. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, this kind of sounds like boring corporate stuff, I promise this isn't about complicated tech or expensive consultants. It's about getting clear on how work actually happens in your business and then making it simpler, smoother, and less stressful. At its core, workflow optimization is really just a fancy way of saying, make the way your work gets done simpler, faster, and less frustrating. But for so many small business owners, the messy workflows are actually invisible because they're just used to that chaos. The late nights, the last minute scrambles, the constant interruptions, it feels normal because it's always been that way. You want to lead your team better. You want to grow. But somehow, the urgent day-to-day operations keep dragging you under. You're stuck in busy work that doesn't move the needle and, quite frankly, is exhausting. But optimizing workflows isn't just about saving time. It's about creating space. Space to think strategically, to lead your team well, to innovate, and to grow your business without burning out. It's like clearing a cluttered desk so you can finally see the work that matters and do it with focus. So I want you to picture for a few minutes your business like your kitchen on a busy weeknight. You want to cook a meal. Maybe it's something you really like, a recipe you've made 100 times. But when you step into the kitchen, it's a mess. Dirty dishes piled in the sink, ingredients scattered on the counters, half the things you need lost in the back of the pantry. So you grab the recipe and get ready to cook. But wait, the cutting board you need is buried under yesterday's plates. So now, instead of going ahead and chopping veggies, you're washing dishes first. Then you reach for the shredded cheese, only to find that there isn't any, and you're going to have to grade it yourself because the pre-shredded bag is completely empty. And as you're grading, there's your chicken waiting, and you start to feel the pressure. You need to get this dinner on the table. So the recipe calls for sun-dried tomatoes for your sauce, but they're way in the back of the pantry, behind a mountain of cans and bags and things you didn't even know you had. So you start digging, knocking things over, making more of a mess, and time continues ticking. You're getting frustrated. And by the time you're ready to cook, the joy of making dinner has turned into a stressful chore. I know we have all been there at some point in time. And that's exactly what running your business feels like when your workflows are a mess. You spend more time washing the dishes and hunting for ingredients than actually cooking the meal. You're stuck in busy work, answering the same questions over and over, duplicating tasks, trying to remember what you did yesterday. And if you're a solopreneur, this can mean hours lost every week on repetitive tasks, leaving you drained and burned out. Again, you want to grow, but you can't get past this chaos. If you have a small team, messy workflows means confusion, means duplicated efforts, missed deadlines, and frustrated team members who aren't clear on what they're responsible for. It's like trying to cook dinner with four cooks in the same little kitchen that you have, but no shared recipe and no clear kitchen roles. Everyone's bumping into each other and the meal gets cold or burnt. I see this play out over and over in my clients' businesses. One client in particular was drowning in client onboarding chaos. Her team didn't have clear steps or responsibilities. And so what ended up happening was tasks got dropped, emails went unanswered, and clients were confused. But after we sat down and mapped out their workflows and cleaned up the process, like organizing the kitchen so every tool and ingredient has a place, everything flowed so much better. The team knew what to do and when, clients were happier, and the owner finally got space to lead and grow. So workflow optimization isn't just about saving time. It's about creating a business environment where you can breathe, focus, and lead. Just like a clean, organized kitchen invites creativity and joy, right? You want to get in there and start cooking. A streamlined workflow invites calm and confidence in your business. All right, now that we've talked about why workflow optimization matters so much and how messy workflows can drag down you and your business, let's jump into the heart of the episode, which is the five steps to actually streamline your workflows. I'm going to break these down with real examples and practical tips so you can start making changes right away. So step number one, like I gave in the example with my client, is to map out your current workflows. Before we can improve anything, we have to know exactly what's happening now. This means mapping out your workflow, basically writing down every step in a process from start to finish. I know some of you are thinking, oh no, this sounds so tedious, but trust me, it's going to help and you need to do this as the first step. Think of it like drawing a map when you're lost. Without it, you're just wandering around, guessing, and probably hitting dead ends, right? But with a clear map, you can spot shortcuts and problem areas. You don't need any fancy tools to get this started. A simple notebook, a whiteboard, even sticky notes work great. Some people like to use flowchart apps like Ludachart or Miro if you want to put something digital, but trust me, don't get lost down the rabbit hole. Simple paper, simple Google Doc, simple stick-it notes, that's all you need. The key here is to be honest and include everything. Even the annoying back and forth emails, the waiting periods, or the manual copying and pasting. You need to know exactly what the workflow is before we can improve it. So here's a little story. When I first mapped out the client onboarding workflow for a coaching client, we discovered several hidden delays. For example, the client info was being collected multiple times by different team members, causing confusion and frustration. This mapping revealed redundant steps that nobody had realized were slowing things down and frustrating the clients. And that insight alone was worth hours saved every month. So you see why it's so important to actually document everything that's happening. So when you grab your pen, start mapping one process that feels messy or overwhelming. Write down every step as it actually happens. Not how you wish it happened, but what's actually happening. All right, step two is to identify bottlenecks and pain points. So once your workflow is laid out in front of you, it's now time to get curious. Where do things break down? Bottlenecks are those almost choking points where work piles up or stalls. And pain points are those frustrating parts, the steps you and or your team kind of dread doing, or where mistakes frequently happen over and over. So look for places where things slow down, where you're duplicating efforts, or where people have to follow up repeatedly. These are gold mines for improvement. I worked with a client whose biggest bottleneck was actually waiting for approvals from the business owner. The business owner's schedule was so packed that team members were waiting days to get feedback without being able to move forward. This single delay obviously pushed deadlines and caused stress all the way around. By being able to identify this bottleneck, we were able to change the approval process. We empowered a team lead to make some decisions independently, and suddenly the workflow moved much faster. So I want you to think about it. Where do you hit walls? What steps cause frustration or slow your business down? And you can easily take a different colored marker or highlight something if you're on the computer and pinpoint those spots where there's a bottleneck or there's pain points, where mistakes are happening, steps you dread having to do. You want to highlight those. All right, step number three is to simplify and cut unnecessary steps. So now that you know where the pain points are and the bottlenecks are, it's time to simplify. This is where you want to put on your Marie Kondo moment hat. And does this step spark joy or add value? If not, it's got to go. So if this step doesn't spark joy or add value, it's got to be gone. And I know business owners who had approval chains involving three or four people just to sign off on a client deliverable. And this is obviously a recipe for delay and frustration, right? By trimming those approvals down to just essential people and trusting their judgment, you could literally cut weeks off of a project timeline. Simplifying doesn't mean cutting corners or dropping your quality. It means focusing only on what truly moves the business forward and letting go of busy work and unnecessary complexity. So as an example, let's say you have a team and someone's duplicating data entry into two different systems because, quote unquote, that's how it's always been done. By taking a step back and noticing that duplication and stopping it, you can actually save hours every week and, of course, reduce errors. So look at your process and ruthlessly cut steps that don't add value. All right, step number four in this process is to automate and delegate strategically. Now, I've talked a lot about delegation and automation on this podcast, so if you want more help in those areas, please check out my other episodes where we dive more into automating and delegating. But this step is where you're actually going to work smarter, not harder. Automations are your friends when you're looking at repetitive, manual tasks that eat up your time. Simple automations like scheduling email follow-ups, sending reminders, auto-generating reports, these can save you hours. You don't need to be a tech wizard, right? There are many tools available now, things like Zapier, which connect one tool to another. We've got automations in our email service providers, Airtable, Notion, calendar apps. There are tons of them. Easy automations to get us started. So automate first. And then you want to look at delegating. And I get it. Delegating isn't easy when we first try it. It's a muscle and we have to use it to make it grow. I remember when I first started delegating, I think I was literally a control freak because I think, oh, only I can do this right. But actually letting go and trusting my team with the right tasks freed me to focus on other things like growth and leadership. I once had a client who was hesitating to delegate her client check-in calls. But once she trained her assistant to be able to handle those, she easily reclaimed at least 5 hours a week, time that now she could reinvest in developing a new program to serve her clients even better. So the key here is to be strategic with delegation. You want to identify tasks that don't require your unique expertise and pass those on. Alrighty, I hope you're still with me. Step number 5 in this process is to test, adjust, and document. Unfortunately, I wish I could tell you that workflow optimization was a one and done deal, but it's not. Once you've mapped, you've fixed your bottlenecks, you've simplified, you've automated, and you've delegated, it's time to test your new workflows. So try running the new process for a couple of weeks. Get feedback from your team and or yourself and be ready to tweak and improve as you go. The other piece of this is documenting your workflow, and this is critical. This actually means writing down the steps, the responsibilities, and the tools needed all in one place. Good documentation helps everyone stay aligned. It reduces errors and it speeds up onboarding when you have to bring new team members into your business. I once worked with a client who was really struggling because her team wasn't following the same process consistently. So when we got behind the scenes, there was no document saying how that process should be done. So no wonder each person was doing it their own way, right? But after documenting the workflows in a shared system, things improved dramatically. When we hired new people, they easily got up to speed and the whole team was on the same page regarding that process. So remember, workflow optimization is a continuous journey, a process of consistent iteration and improvement. All right, now before we go, let's talk about what you can actually do today or this week to start making progress. Because I don't want you just listening to this podcast. I want you to take action. So first is pick one key workflow in your business that's causing you the most headache. Maybe it's client onboarding. Maybe it's how you handle customer questions or how projects move through your team. And then next, I want you to spend 20 to 30 minutes mapping it out exactly as it happens right now. Don't worry about trying to fix it. First step is just to get it on paper or on a doc. Be honest with yourself and include every step, even the annoying and the hidden ones. We want everything down on that paper. Once that's done, look at your map and highlight where things slow down or cause frustration. Those are your bottlenecks and your pain points. And then if you still have time, I want you to jot down one or two steps you think might be unnecessary or could be simplified. Even small little changes can save you hours down the road. So if this feels a little overwhelming or you just want some help speeding this process up, then I'd love to invite you to book an operations strategy call with me. In this session, we'll dive into your biggest workflow challenge. We'll uncover hidden inefficiencies and create a clear action plan tailored to your business. This is perfect if you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and start leading your business with calm confidence. You can find all the details about the OP strategy call in the link below in the show notes. Remember, optimizing workflows isn't about being perfect or changing everything overnight. It's about small, incremental, smart steps that add up to big results. Thanks so much for spending this time with me today. Now go tackle that workflow. Your future self and your business will thank you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.